Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. I'm a PGY2 radiology resident. This is episode 118 of the Divine Intervention podcast. In fact, I'll call this maybe a mini podcast. It's probably going to be like 5 minutes or less. But really, in this podcast, I'm going to be differentiating between five high-yield breast pathologies. Like literally a bunch of people sent me messages like, Divine, please make a podcast on this specifically. Because people just seem to keep getting this wrong over and over on step one, on like the OB-GYN shelf, on the medicine shelf, on step two CK, on step three. So just pay attention and you should be golden here. And basically, the five pathologies I'm going to differentiate is mastitis, abscess, breast engorgement, galactosial, and inflammatory breast cancer. So let's get right into it. So the thing is, mastitis, it'll be a unilateral breast mass. Breast process on an exam, right? It'll be in a lateral breast process, and the thing is, the patient will have like breast erythema, they will have tenderness, and because it's an itis, they're gonna have a fever. Very high yield to know that they're gonna have a fever, and again, you'll be in a female that is recently postpartum. Okay, so basically, the long and short of this is, if both breasts are affected, it certainly cannot be mastitis. Okay. Now, the next thing is an abscess. And again, an abscess will be a unilateral breast process. Very important. Notice, pay attention to me when I say unilateral and bilateral. So abscess will also be a unilateral breast process. It'll be painful. They'll talk about like a fluctuant mass on exam, right? Or they'll say that they're detecting like some kind of mass detected on exam. And again, you'll be in a recent postpartum female. And again, this lady will also have a fever, right? Okay, now breast engorgement, it'll be a bilateral process. It'll be a bilateral process in a lady that is recently postpartum, right? And she will also have a fever. So if you see breast engorgement, think about bilateral, not unilateral. Bilateral process, recent postpartum female, has a fever. It's always bilateral on MBMEs. And then a galactosial is a unilateral breast process. Okay, it's a unilateral breast process. It presents almost like an abscess, like it could be tender, it could be fluctuant. But this will be in a lady that is breastfeeding, and this lady will not have a fever. Okay, this lady will not have a fever. And then the final one is an inflammatory breast cancer, right? It can basically almost present like an abscess or mastitis. The patient can have like fever and all that stuff. But the thing is, it will likely on an MBME be in a non-postpartum female, okay? And it will probably be like someone like in their 50s or thereabouts, okay? So let me make this easy for you. Breast pathology divided as being unilateral or bilateral. If it's bilateral, it's breast engorgement. And in breast engorgement, the person will have a fever. They'll be recently postpartum, okay? If it's unilateral, the next question you ask yourself is there a fever or no fever? If there's no fever, your diagnosis is galactosial. And again, it'll be unilateral. It could be a fluctuant mass. It could be tender, but the patient will not have a fever, right? But if under like the unilateral processes you see fever, the next step you ask yourself is, does the person have like breast erythema and tenderness and no mass, no like fluctuant mass or anything like that? That's mastitis. Does the person have a fluctuant mass on an exam? That is abscess, right? Is the patient in their 50s? Is this a chronic process that has developed over like a few weeks to months? That's inflammatory breast cancer. So that's how you tell these things apart. So the afebrile process is here. Breast is galactosial, unilateral. The febrile processes are mastitis, erythema, tenderness, postpartum, fever, abscess, unilateral, fluctuant mass, right? Breast engorgement, bilateral, right? Recent postpartum female that has a fever. Inflammatory breast cancer, unilateral, postmenopausal, fever, few weeks to a few months, poor orange appearance on a physical exam. So please don't get these things wrong. They come up like a ton on MBMEs. So please don't get them wrong. Have a wonderful rest of your night. I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.